It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 26th, 2019. Today is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Great Britain's Prince Albert, born in Schloss Rosenau in Bavaria in 1819, Prince Consort of the United Kingdom and Ireland upon his marriage to Queen Victoria. He served as his wife's trusted advisor, and he had a hand in both internal and international affairs, advancing social issues in the United Kingdom, masterminding the Great Exhibition of 1851, and helping England avoid war with the United States. Albert's childhood was unsettled when his father, the Duke of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, divorced his mother on grounds of adultery when Albert was only 7 years old. He attended the University of Bonn in Germany, and in 1840, when he was just 20, he married Victoria, who had inherited the throne of England just a few years earlier. She was his first cousin. Albert's new role was serving as Prince Consort, which meant that he had married a reigning queen, but he had no real power of his own. Thus, soon after their union, he essentially became her private secretary and counselor, and she tended to listen to his advice, which turned out to be level-headed and perceptive for the most part. The place of Prince Consort is a difficult one, but he wielded his influence with grace, discretion, and intelligence. And when the public turned on him, which they inexplicably often did, he had an extraordinarily happy marriage to fall back on. He and Victoria produced 9 children and 42 grandchildren. When he wasn't being assailed by the public as a German interloper, Prince Albert was raising the ire of the British aristocracy for what they considered his morally severe tone. It was not until after his death, in fact, that he was appreciated for what he brought both to the crown and to the country. In dispensing advice, Albert encouraged Victoria to take a greater interest in social welfare issues, including child labor, and suggested she favor a stance of political neutrality, which she did, abandoning her openly liberal partisan ties. The Queen became a hard-working agent for her people and her country, prodded on by Albert's enthusiasm. He also spearheaded the Great Exhibition of 1851, a sort of World's Fair event celebrating British industrial advancement and culture, which was attended by such luminaries as Charles Darwin, Charlotte Bronte, and Lewis Carroll. Internationally, Albert led the Queen through tricky disputes with Prussia in 1856 and the United States in 1861 by revising Foreign Office dispatches to avoid having them read as threatening ultimatums. Although only 42 years old, on December 14, 1861, he succumbed to what his doctor diagnosed as typhoid fever. Modern medical examination of the facts at hand have suggested something more chronic, such as cancer or maybe Crohn's disease. Queen Victoria was so distraught at Albert's passing that she wore black in deep mourning for the rest of her life, another 40 years. She erected numerous monuments to his legacy, and a re-examination of Albert's life let the public finally view him as the respectable and honorable figure that he always was. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 26th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.